The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
God is saying, come to me and I will give you any abundance that you need and every good thing that you will ever desire. You don't need to cheat on income tax. You don't need to steal nothing from that job. You come to me and I'll take care of you. Now, if you do that, the blessing will continue to function and take you to the top of your community, the top of your city, and the top of the world.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Well, we have another exciting teaching today. It's called Rising to the Top. Now, God wants you to go to the top. Remember what he said in Deuteronomy 28. You'll be the head and not the tail, the lender, not the borrower, above only and not beneath. Now, in this teaching, here's a couple of points you might want to think about. One is that the more confidence you have in the blessing, the more effectively the blessing operates in your life. In other words, the more confidence I have in the Word of God, the better the Word of God operates in my life, producing what I need in my life. Well, the same thing about the blessing. The more confidence that you have in that power of that blessing, the more effectively it operates and can do things for you. That blessing will turn any place on earth into a Garden of Eden. It'll turn your marriage into a Garden of Eden. It really will. That's the power of that blessing. Now, number two, the blessing guarantees a lifetime of prosperity, even generational prosperity. You know, people, we've been put in this earth to do a certain thing, to accomplish a certain purpose, and to fulfill whatever destiny God has for us. The blessing guarantees you to get to that destiny. Isn't that powerful? Well, get your Bibles and pencils and papers ready. Let's go into this good teaching. It's called Rising to the Top. Let's go into it.
God is not waiting on you to do it. He's waiting on you to have confidence that he can do it. Genesis chapter 12, verse 2. And I'll make of thee a great nation. Watch this. I'll bless you, make your name great, and you'll be a blessing. I'm going to bless those that bless you, curse those that curse you, and in thee shall all, this is important, all of the earth be what? Blessed. Now, look at verse 2, and look at it in the Amplified translation. I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you with abundant increase of favors and make your name famous and distinguished, and you will be a blessing dispensing goods to others. Now, I don't care where you're at right now. This is where you start at right here. God says, I'm going to make your name famous and distinguished. If you can't do it, you're not even wanting to do it. What you want to do is let God do whatever he wants to do. Now, how are you going to get into that? Look at Deuteronomy chapter 28, please. This is not something you got to work for. This has already been worked for. Jesus worked for it. He paid for it. It's yours. Look what he said in verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee high above all nations of the earth. Say, I'm going to the top. And all these blessings shall come on you and what? Overtake you. These blessings are going to come on you as you hearken to his commandments. All right, let's look at verse 15. In verse 15, he says, but if it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments which I and statutes which I command you this day, that all these what? Curses are going to what? Come on you and what? overtake you. Curse shall you be in the city. Curse shall you be in the field. So you can't outrun them. Why? Because the curses were loosed when Adam sinned. The commandments that Moses gave, called the Ten Commandments, that's not the first time God had those commandments in the earth. All right, let's see what I'm talking about. All right, let's look at Exodus chapter 20 and verse 3. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. And Exodus chapter 20 and verse 13. Thou shalt not kill. Now that doesn't mean a soldier on the battlefield. That's talking about murder. But, oh, you got it? I mean, they kill a person, but you cannot, if you're doing it in combat, if you're fighting a normal combat, that is not what that is applied to. If you look it up in the original, it says, thou shalt not murder. Look at the next one. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. And thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. Now, why is God giving them this? Because they have lived among the heathen Egyptians. And they have lost track of what's right. Come on, and what is holy. They have lost track of what the will of God is for this blessing to work in their lives, and they've lost track of it. So God's got to go up and get them some commandments again to tell them what's right. Now, let's just look at this. So what is the end game? The end game is to get the blessing to work again. So let's just take, for example, thou shalt not. Well, let's go to Genesis chapter 39 and verse 7. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, lie with me. Now, that doesn't need any translation. You know exactly what that means. Am I right about it? Now, understand what has happened. Joseph had the blessing. Why did he have to move? Because he couldn't bring forth that anointing in the middle of strife and unbelief. So God moved him. And he got him down there to Egypt. And now the blessing is begin to manifest. Now, who is he working for? Potiphar, a captain in the Egyptian army. But now he's bringing forth much things for Potiphar. Now, understand, he's still a teenager. But he's bringing forth manifested produce. He's ranching, and he never went to ranch management school. Come on, because the blessing makes you proficient. So now Potiphar's prospering. Now Potiphar put him over everything. Now watch this. But he refused and said unto his master's wife, behold, my master wotteth not what is with me in the house, and he hath committed all that he has into my hands. There is none greater in the house than I, neither has he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against Mr. Potiphar? No, that's not what it said, did it? His name is not even in there. He got that blessing on his mind more than this Miss Potiphar. Come on, let's keep going. And it came to pass, as she spake unto Joseph day by day, and he hearkened not unto her, to lie by her or to be with her. And it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into the house to do business. And there was none in the of the men of the house there within. And she caught him by his garment, saying, "Lie with me." And he left his garment in her hand and fled and got out. What's happening? That if he gets into adultery, it stops the blessing from functioning. I'm telling you, that blessing is so valuable, it will take you to the top of anything. Now watch this now. Now, this is God. He said, "Thou shalt not commit adultery." Didn't he say that? Yes. All right, let me give you the point that God is a God of love. Say, God is a God of love. So in 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 and 8, he said, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God." Keep going. "And that love, he that loveth not, it knoweth not God, for God is who?"
Love.
God is love. So a God of love wrote the Ten Commandments. Now, here's the way the God of love meant for you to interpret it. He meant for you to say this: if you want a woman, if you want a wife, ask me, and I'll give you the desires of your heart. Don't try to take somebody else's wife. If you want a wife, ask me, watch it, and I'll give you a woman, the best woman around. I'll give you a woman, I'm gonna put it in Bill Winston, so fine that you won't need to look at another woman for the rest of your life. Now, come on back up here, because she said, verse 5, and he said this, "And it came to pass from that time that he," Joseph, "had made him," pardon me, Potiphar, "had made him overseer over his house and of all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for whose sake?" For Joseph's sake. "And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in whose hand?" Joseph's hand. "And he knew not aught that he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored." So he didn't even check whether Joseph was stealing or not. You see what I'm saying? You see, the enemy knows that if you start stealing, then the blessing will start cutting off. No, yo, you better hear what I'm saying. I'm just saying, you don't have to steal nothing. Listen, if you want something, you go to a God of love, and you don't have to steal it. God is saying, "Come to me, and I will give you any abundance that you need, and every good thing that you will ever desire." You don't need to cheat on income tax. You don't need to steal nothing from that job. You come to me, and I'll take care of you. Now, if you do that, the blessing will continue to function and take you to the top of your community, the top of your city, and the top of the world. Deuteronomy 28 is about the blessing and the curses. And the reason why he gave them this commandments is because they had mixed so much until their culture was almost like the Egyptians. And God saying, "Hey, wait a minute, I don't want you to act like that. Because if you act like that, the blessing will stop working for you. And the next thing you know, you're wondering why you're getting behind, why you're still broke, why you this and that." Well, stop stealing. Don't, come on. Come on. Now, I'm talking to somebody here. I'm talking to somebody. I'm not saying you're a thief. I'm just saying that was a culture we came out of. Just take a little bit of it. They ain't gonna know it. Just take a little. That's the culture we came out of, man, to cheat on the income tax. I mean, who don't cheat? Well, God doesn't cheat. He doesn't have to cheat. Say amen to that. Now, here's the deal. We just want to keep that blessing operating. Say amen to that. Because God's going to make millionaires and billionaires. Watch this, out of people in the sound of my voice. God's going to make millionaires and billionaires out of people, come on, in the sound of my voice. Now, I'm saying that God now is going to create the conditions of the Garden of Eden in their lives. And that's what he's after. Not just land, not just property, but he wants a whole culture to be shifted. Because the culture, if they don't have that shift, will go further into darkness. And God loves people. Say amen to that. God not only guarantees a lifetime of prosperity, but he makes provision for generational prosperity. All right, now the first word I used in there should have caught your attention is guarantees. When you embrace the blessing, you are guaranteed prosperity for a lifetime. And he has made provisions also for generational prosperity. Say amen to this. That's why Israel is enjoying it today. But now you are spiritual Israel. Say amen to this. All right, so in Genesis chapter 25 and verse 5 again, he says, and Abraham gave all that he had to who? Isaac. So he's passing it on to the next what? Generation. Amen. All right, let's go further. Look at Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 22. Proverbs 13, 22, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the who? Sinner is laid up for the just. So what am I saying? If you mess up, fess up. Say, God, listen, forgive me, Lord. And the Bible says he'll forgive you. You don't have to turn your back on him. He knows what you came out of. He's trying to work with you. Thank God he's long-suffering. Yes. If he wasn't long-suffering, I don't know where I'd be. But you got a God of love here. You don't have a God of hate. Listen, he's going to work with you and get you to where he wants you to be. All right, now, so what happened to Job? And if you go back and look at the book of Job, glory to God, you with me? In verse 9, and Satan answered and said, doth Job fear God for nothing? Hath not thou made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast what? Blessed the work of his hands, and his what? Substance is increased in the land. So that blessing is going to increase you. Say, the blessing is increasing me. Right now, it is enabling me to get to do the things that I must do. And it's enabling me to be delivered from anything that's harassing me. The blessing of the Lord is on my life. And if I go to a hard place, I'm going to turn it into the Garden of Eden with the blessing that's on my life in the name of Jesus. All right, so notice the blessing is on him, and he got all of this livestock and everything. The Bible says he was the richest man. No, but if I go to Job chapter 41, over in Job chapter 41, it tells me that now after Job had lost everything, that now God returned it to him. Look at verse 10. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he did what? Prayed for his friend. And the Lord gave Job how much? Twice as much as he had before. Look at verse 12. And the Lord what? And the Lord what? Bless the latter end of Job more than the beginning. Now, I'm here to tell you right now that you're about to get a manifested blessing. It's... Now, I have preached this for a while, and now it's time for manifestation. I said, I have preached this for a while. It is now time for manifestation. Not only is it going to manifest in your life, but it's going to start giving you enough to pass on to the next generation. So whatever's going to come on your life is going to be permanent. With no loss. Say amen to that. And it's going to guarantee, this blessing is going to guarantee that whatever mission you are on, you're going to fulfill that mission. So this blessing is your guarantee. Say it's my guarantee. Of a lifetime of prosperity. Say a lifetime of prosperity. Now, I'm telling you right now, Job's kids got killed because of one reason. Job dropped his faith in that blessing. He began to fear and began to let stuff come out of his mouth that is not supposed to come out of his mouth. And I'm telling you, no matter how bad it got, you didn't see Joseph. Well, look at it. Look at it. I'm closing right now. Look at Genesis chapter 40. It said, and Joseph came unto them in the morning and looked upon them, and behold, they were sad. Now, and he asked Pharaoh's officers, he said to them, the ward's lot, he said, why are you so sad today? Now, you all y'all in prison, and you're asking them, why are they sad? Now, this is interesting because notice the attitude that he carried, even though he was in prison. He carried a rejoicing attitude. And I'm saying, if you know you're coming out, why are you going to get sad? Come on, you got to hear me now. If you know that Satan cannot stop you, why are you going to get upset when something happens? See, it's a trick of the enemy to get your mouth wagging the wrong way, because he knows that death and life are in the power of the tongue. But Job didn't stay with what God said. Look what it said, teach me and I'll do what? Hold my tongue. Now cause me to understand where what? I erred. Look at the verse. Deuteronomy 30, 19. Look at this verse. What's this verse in compared with what happened to Job? Check it out. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you what? Life, come on, and death, keep going, blessing and what? Cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your seed are going to live. All Job's kids got killed because Job wagging his mouth. Now, understand, he didn't know some things. He was ignorant of some things. And Satan has trapped all of us because we were ignorant of some things. But now I'm giving you information that you'll never be ignorant another day about the devil. I'm saying when you get in your worst situation, rejoice. When they start talking about you and running you down, listen, if you come from today and where you are today, let's say today you got a $50,000 job. Well, in next month, if you get $3 million and $5 million, you have just jumped up, you've just so forth. Watch somebody get jealous. Watch somebody get envious, especially when you don't give them none of that. And check it out. And when they do, it's only because you're tormenting the devil. He's sending them to you to get you to wag because he can't stop the blessing. So I'm saying God is about to do something big for you. Now, as he is doing it, keep your mouth right. Say amen. Stay out of somebody else's bedroom. Come on, say amen. Come on, don't steal from the man at the job. Say amen. And if you do mess up, fess up and keep getting up. Glory to God. Now, I'm about to say right now, as I wave my church should come into this because we are the seed of Abraham.
No matter your job or profession, as a believer, you were designed to dominate. Obey God, embrace the blessing, and allow it to take you to the top. To order your copy of this powerful message, Rising to the Top, on CD or MP3, on DVD or MP4, contact us online at BillWinston.org. You can also call us at 1-800-711-9327.
Hello, this is Bill Winston here. On September of 2015, we opened a prayer call center. Now, this was designed to be a resource for the partners of Bill Winston Ministries and actually anybody who really needs prayer for whatever reason they might have. And since then, we've received thousands of testimonies. And I want to share with you, just to let you know, the kinds of things that God is doing through this prayer call center. I have one here. I'll just say Mrs. Smith called and prayed on July the 8th for her father who had cancer. He'd been diagnosed with cancer. And she called back to inform us that within 48 hours of us praying, that the doctor checked out her father and said there was no more trace of cancer. And the doctor informed Mrs. Smith that her father had cancer. It can't be found now, so maybe he made a mistake in the diagnosis. Right. We know who did it. God did it. You know, he can do it so clean until people begin to wonder about themselves. Now, this is because of the prayer call center. Let me give you another one. This is, let's say, Ella. She wrote, she said, I called in prayer concerning my finances. Now, the person prayed for me, and at last week, I called in to company to try to find out what my balance was, and they gave me a supernatural debt cancellation answer. In other words, they could not find any trace of my bill, that my bill had been apparently paid in full, and that this is one example of a debt cancellation. And she said this debt cancellation came, she had been praying for months for it, but now God gave it to her and canceled that $30,000 debt clean, no trace of it. That's the effective, fervent prayer. It avails much. So our prayer call center now is open, and these people, they're standing by, again, ready to agree with you or pray with you and so forth. Now, we love you. We want to keep you healthy and live long and strong. Praise God. So keep walking by faith. This is Bill Winston saying we love you. Thank you. God bless.
The mission of Bill Winston Ministries is to preach the gospel of the kingdom throughout the world. Thank you, Bill Winston Ministry partners and viewers, for your continuous support of the Believer's Walk of Faith broadcast.